Well, I guess before daybreak.
Or before
sunrise.
And we worked until
sundown.
And you say this morning I saw the sun
rise.
At 6 o'clock this morning the sun
had risen.
Or the sun did what?
The sun rose.
And you say if today is Tuesday, then Monday was
yesterday.
And Wednesday is
tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you say you came here
Sunday a week ago.
And if someone was going to leave, not next Sunday, but the Sunday beyond that, he was going to leave?
Sunday after next.
And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you say he stayed about?
About 2 weeks.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And you'd look at your
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it was
7:30.
Or it was
half past 7.
And if it's 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it was?
I'd say it's a quarter till 8. Or I might say 7:45. But I mostly would say a quarter till 8.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
And you'd say 1973 was last year. 1974 is
this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
a year ago.
And talk about the weather. You'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and there aren't any clouds, you'd call that
a bright day. Bright sunshiny day.
What about
I guess a clear day.
Just the opposite kind of day. It'd be
a cloudy day, or I might say if it was really dark, I might say it's a gloomy day.
And if the clouds were getting thicker and thicker and you think it's gonna rain or something in a little while, you'd say the weather was?
I'd say the weather is changing.
Okay. And if it had been cloudy and then the clouds pull away, you'd say, well, it looks like it's finally going to
clear.
And you'd say all night long the wind
So usually you say something like you could hear the wind all night long.
Uh-huh.
So I can't give you a verb.
It started to rain and the wind began to...
Really began to blow.
Okay, and the wind, what, hard all night?
It really blew hard all night, I guess.
And you say the wind has what, those clothes off the line?
The wind has blown the clothes off.
And if the wind's coming from this direction, you say that it's...
I'd say that it's easterly. Now this is west. West wind.
Or the wind is
coming from the west.
And a wind halfway between south and west, you'd call a...
You call it southwesterly wind.
And between south and east?
Southeasterly.
And east and north?
Northeasterly.
And west and north?
Northwesterly.
And if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was doing what?
I'd probably say the wind is, it's really getting stronger.
Do you ever hear people say it's picking up or rising or blowing higher?
Well, picking up.
What if it's doing just the opposite? It had been strong and...
I'd say it's dying down.
And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down, you call that a...
Well, a flood or a gully washer, if it was really a vicious one.
Mm-hmm. What if there's thunder and lightning in it?
Then I'd call it a thunderstorm.
And if it's raining but not really hard, you'd call it a...
A shower.
What else?
I'd say it's raining or it's, there's a shower.
What if it just
sprinkling?
Sort of,
if it was really, really very light, barely. Say it's sprinkling.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
What about a slow rain that lasts a long time?
A drizzle.
Mm-hmm. And a real fine rain.
Mist.
And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you call that a...
Oh, a fog.
And a day like that, you call a...
A foggy day.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a...
A drought or a dry spell.
What's the difference?
Well, a drought would be more severe, I suppose. But sometimes I can use them both as the same.
Mm-hmm. How long would they last? Would a dry spell last?
Enough to... Oh, I just pretty well would use them interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess drought sounds more severe. You know, it does. It's a stronger word.